Welcome to Train Up, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be talking about dog poop and how it used to turn white and how it doesn't turn white anymore and nobody knows why. So I'm going to get to the bottom of this mystery and be the one to solve it. But first, rider mail. This rider mail... Oh, wait a minute. Where's the rider mail? Maybe there's no rider mail after all. Maybe I just hallucinated the rider mail. Alright. Dog poop. Maybe I'll remember in the middle of this. Maybe I'll remember in the middle of this what the rider mail was or something. White dog poop. Dog poop, the ins and outs. Waycooldogs.com. Dog poop, subject of the average person prefers to avoid at all costs. On the contrary, dog owners are a different kettle of fish. And are definitely not the average person, preferring to view themselves as some kind of connected to at the hip. Dog owners have developed the fine art of watching for early morning dog poop apparently abnormal signs while sipping their first cup of hot coffee and munching on a chocolate bagel. This is very specific. I didn't know about these dog owners and their chocolate bagels. They pull paper towel and poop bag sticking out of their robe pocket. What a picture the mind can conjure up. And here's a CGI picture of a dog sitting on a toilet reading a newspaper. What do you guys, like a Great Dane or something? What's Marmaduke? I think he's one of those. I think it's a Marmadog. The goal of the dog owner, of course, is to see if the pile of dog poop is normal and healthy looking, or is it runny with blood and mucus in it? Unappetizing as it seems, the consistency of the dog's pile of poop is the simplest and quickest way to monitor a dog's health, foreshadowing any future type of problem that could be developing. Okay, like, this is just, like, red poop with blood in it, gray dog poop, white dog poop, oh, white dog poop. If dog poop appears white, it has a lot to do with calcium intake, which is eating raw whole bones, which are dangerous for dogs. Bone splinters can accumulate in the stomach or bowels, or can puncture organ walls. Natural USA chewies are the best, or even greenies. White or clear mucus in dog poop. Yeah, okay, good. What causes white dog poo? MedHelp. I always thought white dog poo was old poo that has turned white after sitting. Yesterday I found out that isn't the case when I saw my dog going and his poo was white. He did have a bone a couple of days earlier, but does this have anything to do with it? Eating bones causes white dog poo. I remember watching this myself when I was a kid. We let our dog have a bone, then, well, I was fascinated. Actually, I am not a great fan of giving dogs bones. It does more harm than good. Even with a safe bone, it can cause terrible constipation. I know they eat them in the wild, but then again, they don't live so long in the wild. Dogs just love bones, don't they? Oh, that was Ginger899. Dogs just love bones, don't they? My dog has never been given a bone, but she still knows where they are, what they are. I have a deer skull, quite beautiful with antlers. If there's another dog around, my dog will pick up the skull by its antler, carry it out of the other dog's reach while standing guard over it. Gilly writes, dogs that are fed the barf diet, B-A-R-F, biologically appropriate raw foods, often have small white stools. It is the result of this. Is stools pluralized that way? I'm gonna find out. Stool. Plural. Real materials, stool, solid, plural is stools, according to memedex.com. guy knows what he's talking about. It is the result of bone in the diet.
However, your dog is not being fed bones, if they have stools
on an ongoing basis, can signify something serious is wrong, such as a problem with a pancreas or gallbladder, or it could signify a blocked bile duct. The scoop on poop, what you can tell about a dog by his duty. Abnormal poop patterns or color could signal that your dog is sick. Why don't you see white dog shit anymore? Many years ago, we remember that white dog shit was commonly seen on the streets. The folklore of the time was that it was produced by poodles and some other breeds of small dog. However, time has moved on, and now there is no more white dog shit to be seen, so if some breeds of dogs become extinct, unlikely. I didn't think about this matter much until I went to Belize, where I noticed there was white dog shit. Unlike in the UK, where that was a thing of the past, whatever it was that resulted in dogs producing white dog shit was still going in Belize. The dogs in Belize aren't that different from the dogs in the other parts of the world, and Belize isn't the sort of place that favors pampered pooches of the type that were originally speculated to produce the anomalous white poo. The answer is now known, and so in case you're interested to know the answer to this valid scientific question, why don't you see white dog shit anymore, I can tell you. So I'm just going to guess before I read this that the reason you don't see white dog shit in the UK, but you do in Belize, is that people clean up their dog shit in the UK. Okay. Okay, now this guy's answer. In the 1970s and 1980s, the diet of white dogs included bones, which were available from butchers. It was considered the proper thing to do to feed your dog on food which included bones. Also in the 1970s and 1980s, dog shit was produced and abandoned on the pavements / sidewalks. That was one of the things people put up with. Yep. Nowadays, the diet of dogs has changed, and the dogs are fed on cans of mushy stuff. The idea of going to a butcher shop and asking for bones for the dog is something of a bygone age, like asking for a respectable amount of fat on your bacon. Also, something that's changed since the 1970s and 80s is the idea of what's to be done about dogs fouling in the footpath. In the old days, dog shit was abandoned on the public street and often not cleaned up, whereas these days, dog owners are expected to clean up after their animals by means of a small plastic bag. What used to happen in the old days was that dogs whose diets included calcium-rich bones would shit in the street, and the forces of nature would age the turds, turning them from their initial form to something which might best be described as the skeleton of a turd, i.e. white bits bleached by the sun and washed out by the rain. Anecdotal evidence from people who remember the old days says that white dog shit was powdery, clumbly. If a car ran over a white turd, the stuff would crush to powder. To sum this whole sordid matter up, so that we can get on to other things, such as why you never see baby pigeons, here are the facts. Dogs used to have a healthier diet, including bones. The output of dogs' digestive system was left abandoned to weather. If you wish to dispute any of this or look into it further, you could do experiments, but like by having a dog on different diets and leaving the dog shit in all weathers to see how long it takes to change. This is something that, like, I talked to a bunch of dog owners about this, and they all said, oh, no, I clean up my dog shit, but, like, you don't keep it around? You don't, like, string it up like an onion? What do dog owners do with poop bags? Also, why do you never see people string up onions anymore? It's really not giving me the answer to that. What do dog owners do with poop bags? What to do with poo? The art and science of dog poop disposal. And then you, like, cut it and cry, like with an onion. Oh joy, time to discuss everyone's least favorite topic in excruciating detail. Let's talk poo, people. Long-time dog person, you might find it hard to imagine that anyone would be sure about what to do with poop, but you'd be surprised. These days, there's a dazzling array of supplies aimed at helping people conveniently dispose of dog feces, but it can be difficult to figure out what to buy and how to use it, and where the heck to put the poop once you've picked it up. Yeah. That sounds about right. So, I'm suspicious because some people say calcium turns your dog's poo white immediately. Other people say it turns it white after over time. So,
man, 100-pound fine for dog hunters not carrying a poo bag. Even if the dog doesn't poo. $100 fine to dog owners caught without a poo bag will be introduced on December 1st this year. The Daily Mail reports that if the scheme is successful, it could soon be adopted by other councils. But the Kennel Club pointed out that owners risk being fined in cases where they have already used a bag to clean pick up mess and have none left. Local authorities can struggle to enforce anti-fouling rules as most incidents are not witnessed. Quote, this is very much a sledgehammer to crack a nut, as the overwhelming majority of dog owners do pick up their dog's mess. We would instead rather see time and resources spent on tackling irresponsible dog owners who are behaving in an antisocial way. Are they going to approach every single dog owner to ask to see a bag without the owner having done anything wrong? Close quote. The fine can be slapped on dog owners whether or not there is evidence their pooch is actually fouled. Offenders who fail to pay within 7 days could face prosecution and a fine up to £1,000. The Kennel Club pointed out that if the owner had already used a bag to clear their pet's mess and binned it, they could still be fined, as then they would have no bag. In reply, Daventry Councilor Mike Warren said owners should carry extra bags to avoid... Yeah, like, carry another fucking bag, dude. Dog poop calcium. Frequently asked question, dogsloveraw.com. Let's take a look at that. Does Dogs Love Raw carry food made from human-grade ingredients? Yes, all the products are human-grade. The meat comes from local farmers, actually. Fruit and vegetables come from local groceries and are made for human consumption. Note, however, green tripe is not human grade, and the human grade form of tripe is boiled and bleached, leaving no nutritional benefit for dogs. Why is it better to feed pet raw food? Fresh food is best. Dogs and cats are carnivores designed to eat their food raw. Feeding food changes the structure of nutrients and loses their bioavailability. Common sense dictates that fresh food is better. Etc., etc. What does barf mean? Biologically appropriate raw food. Yeah, we already covered that. Maybe that guy was a shill for dogsloveraw.com. What does RMB mean? RMB is an abbreviation for raw meaty bones. Is it okay to feed kibble in raw food? Is it not recommended because kibble is digested so much more slowly than raw pet food? The slow digestion can create a more hospitable environment for bacteria and in the digestive system. Cause stomach upset, however, it is better to at least feed some fresh food than none at all. If you do feed kibble and raw, we suggest feeding it in separate meals and or on separate days. Shall we worry about salmonella? Are raw meaty bones dangerous? Dogs and cats are survivalists. They're animals that will do anything to preserve their own life. The likelihood of them choking on a raw meaty bone is very low. Remember, in the wild, they eat whole animal carcasses. Sometimes, if your dog ingests something too big, they will simply throw it back up and eat it again. Now this is exceedingly gross, which is part of the way they eat. You should feed raw meaty bones that are appropriate size, err on the size of too big instead of too small. Raw meaty bones that are too small can be swallowed whole and get stuck. If your dog has to chew the bone, choking is much less likely. If you're really concerned about choking, think of this. Children are high risk of choking, but we would never think of feeding them nothing but mush until they're 5 or 6 years old. The benefits of feeding raw meaty bones, it's a buzzword. RMB. Why is my dog's poop different? When feeding raw, you will find your pet poops less because... Okay, I need to find a Yahoo Answers question. We can't have another train-out dog without one of those. Dog poop Yahoo Answers. White dog poop, what causes it? Is this bad? Oh, here we go. Why don't dogs poop white anymore? I remember as a kid, the dog's poop was white, not often, always, but more often than not. Why was the subway hasn't stopped? By the mid-70s, okay, Looking for Real Love, 10 years ago, wrote, in the mid-70s, more fat was added to the diet of canned pet food, coat, luster, dog shampoo, extra stuff to market, pet padded beds, clothing, etc. Like, fat was added to the beds, is what this guy is saying. Looking for Real Love. He's saying, you've added fat to the canned pet food, they added fat to the coat luster, they added fat to the dog shampoo, they added fat to the extra stuff to market, they added fat to the pet padded beds, and they added fat to the clothing in the mid-70s. Fat also has access to sunscreen, preventing the sun. I am assuming we are talking about lawn poo. Tends to slow the sun harmful rays from oxidizing the canine fecal matter to chalky dried lawn ornaments. Recent studies indicate our pets have become more obese along with the same owners. More indication of high fat content. Did 10 years ago, did we think fat made you fat? I don't think that was the case. I think that was more like 20 years ago. Some of this could be geographic and economically influenced, so there may be a chance these anomalies exist in non-affluent regions. Thanks, Looking for Real Love. Question mark. 10 years ago. Question mark writes, when dog poop is white, it means it has been lying there a really long time, and the sun has bleached it white. Silly, dogs never did poop white. Lizzie Girl writes, dog's poop is never white in the beginning. It's when the white poop has been sitting for days and the sun does it turn white. If you've seen dog pooping white poop, that dog is probably real sick. Related questions. Why do you never see white dog poop anymore? Why do you never see white dog poop anymore? Why do we never see white dog poop anymore? Do you remember when dog poop used to turn white? Does anyone know why dog poop doesn't turn white anymore when it's outside? I watched the Sarah Silverman show the other night, and she said, does anyone know why dog poop doesn't turn white anymore? I then thought back to, this is good. Train hot dog is walking in the footsteps of Sarah Silverman. That's always good to know. I then thought back to when I was a kid and remember that it did. Then I noticed that now it doesn't. Does anyone know why? Best answer by Animal Artwork. Because years ago, more people fed their dogs healthier things that digested more completely. Raw fed dogs have poop that turns white and disintegrates into the ground when it rains. Okay, this is like, more kibbles have preservatives as well as fillers that are not digestible, so they are still intact in the food when it is eliminated as waste. Kibble poop will hold together for months. Raw fed poop gone within days. I have not cleaned my yard in the 10 months since I've been here. I have 4 big dogs and just a few poop piles in the yard. I do ever have a bumper crop of great grass where the dogs have replaced the poop is. So, like, this person's agenda is that feeding your dog raw food means you have to don't have to clean up poop because it disintegrates faster. I wonder if that coincides with the insistence on cleaning up dog poop. Like, when people started feeding their dogs canned food or dry food, that's when the dog poop started getting really violent, and we started seeing people insisting that it get cleaned up legally. Unfortunately, I can't figure out how to turn that into a Google question. But maybe a scientist can do that. Hey, scientists, write a Google question. Oh, here we go. The top 10s.com. Dumbest Yahoo answers questions. White dog poop and the decline of civilization. I'm trying to click on either of those links and it's not working. Nothing's happening. I'll just not read you guys any content. Here we go. How do you ask a question on Yahoo Answers? Quote, you just did, stupid. Can you get your baby gets well pregnant. My printer won't print GIFs properly. My type is looking at a picture of the sun hurt your eyes. I sold my only car to help pay for gas money, but now gas has come down in price. How do I get my car back? Wait, I'm reading this again, because I didn't parse the situation. I sold my car. This is like a gift of the Magi. I sold my car to help pay for gas money, but now gas has come down in price. How do you get my car back? Answer. I tried calling this guy, but it seems he sold his phone to pay for phone bills and doesn't have a landline. Why are holes in cat's fur always in the right places for the eyes? That's amazing. What a question. I actually really like that question. What was the other one? The other one was... Oh man, I've lost it. It was white dog poop and the decline of civilization. He means the civilization, Sid Meier's Civilization series, right? Can't read this because we're here. The end.